It's 8:07 on your Wednesday morning with this week's Paws Pet of the Week, brought to you by Floyd County Medical Center and L&J Industries, helping pets find their forever home.
If you love animals and are looking for a way to volunteer in the community, Paws of Charles City might be your answer. I'm JC Paws Assistant Manager, and we are always looking for people to help walk dogs, socialize our cats, help with fundraising events, foster homes, and loving adoptive homes. Paws Humane Society and L&J Industries, helping our furry friends find their forever home.
It is 8:08. Good morning, JC.
Good morning, Chris.
Of course, you're the assistant director of the Paws Humane Society in Charles City.
It's not going that way. There she goes.
So we have the Paws Pet of the Week. I thought she was going to be a scaredy cat at first, but she's quick to warm up.
Yeah, she's definitely... She was a little scared at first, but now she's definitely out and exploring and enjoying her life.
So what's her story? How'd she get to Paws?
So this is Lily. She just came in as a stray from the police department. And she's been at the shelter since the beginning of April. So not super long, but she's been vaccinated, spayed. She's really, really sweet. Just kind of attention starved being at the shelter. She's always one that's at the front of the cage, just meowing and wanting attention. She's about 10 months old, we estimated. And then she's a gray tabby cat with white on her chest. And just so loving. Oh, my gosh.
I love how she arches her back up whenever you pet her.
She likes to meow. So if you'd like a talkative cat, some with definite personality, she's definitely one of the cats to look at.
And as with any other animal at Paws, they're scared of the radio, microphone. So, of course, they're not meowing right now. But... Nonetheless, she's loving her time here at KCHA, and she would love to find her forever home. Talk about adoption hours coming up.
Yeah, so it looks like we will be open this weekend. I will actually be there Saturday 11 to 2, and then we should be open Sunday 1 to 3, so just keep an eye on the Facebook page. It all depends on if our other volunteers available to do it. So yeah, definitely Saturday 11 to 2 and hopefully Sunday 1 to 3. Just keep an eye on Facebook. Hopefully the weather is going to be nice this weekend too, and it'll be a good time to come out and walk the dogs and see the animals. We do have a few more cats now. We were a little bit lower on cats, but now the numbers are kind of creeping up. We're getting more cats in as the weather's been getting warmer and stuff. So definitely come out and see our cats if you're interested in adopting. Now she's talking.
Now she's talking.
I know. If you're interested in adopting or even volunteering, just stop out and I can kind of walk you through it all. If you're not able to come on Saturday, you can call or text our cell phone number, which is 641-228-0262. Or we do have like a questionnaire you can fill out on our website too. They all just love that garbage can. It's so funny.
I didn't even know where she was at. I know. I heard her meowing. Oh, you're funny.
She's funny.
So let's talk about kitten season. Has that started yet? I know you have a mother and kittens at your house that you're fostering.
I know. So actually, we found a new foster home for the kittens. So I don't have them anymore. They went to their new foster home in Floyd. So just down the street from me on Sunday, she wanted to foster them after they were born. And I didn't mind fostering up until they were born. So it kind of worked out great. All the kittens were growing well and everything. So kitten season is definitely here. You've probably seen on Facebook and stuff about cats and pregnant cats and kittens. So the best place for kittens is with the mother. If you find some kittens, more than likely there is a mother cat around. So just kind of leave them be as long as they're in a safe spot until at least they're old enough that they can kind of be on their own, just because the first like month of their life is so critical and it's really hard to replicate basically mother's milk and that care. So definitely try to keep them in the same spot if you can. But if you absolutely cannot, you know, then you can call the police department and they'll pick them up. But you can always call or text our cell phone number too if you need advice. There's a lot of great shelters around here too that kind of have to deal with the same thing. So definitely a lot of resources out there. But you know, kitten season is definitely here. I'm surprised we haven't gotten in more kittens yet. But I'm sure once I say that, we'll have a whole litter that comes in today. So we definitely have some great foster homes. If you're interested in fostering at all, too, we definitely need people that can foster the kittens. It's just a really hard environment for them to grow up in, being at the shelter, just the limited cage space. They need to learn how to kind of be cats and kittens and stuff. So if you're interested in fostering, definitely reach out because we'd love to have you.
Perfect. So let's talk about some of the, she's being distracting,
she
just
is.
Like any other animal that you bring. Let's talk about some upcoming events. We're what, 9 days away from the Snuggle and Read at Prologue?
Yes, we have a lot of stuff coming up. So like Chris said, on April 26th, that's a Friday, we have the Snuggle and Read, which I believe is from 4 to 5:30. That's at Prologue. And we did this last year and it was a lot of fun. I'm sure Lily will be there if, if she's still at the shelter. She is so sweet and loving. And like Chris said, she's kind of gotten a lot sweeter and less scared as we've been here. So, but basically the Snuggle and Read is a time you can go to Prologue and read some books to the animals. And we will bring dogs, hopefully, and cats, as long as they can all get along together. Either or, we definitely will have animals there. And it'll just be a great thing for the animals to get out there and be out of the cage for a while, as well as meet new people. And it's just a really great, fun event for us just to see. It really helps us kind of determine what a good home is for an animal too, because sometimes they're not exposed to new kids or little kids or older kids. So it's kind of nice to be able to see how the animal reacts to that as well. Just if they're overly scared for a little kid, then maybe not the best home. But if they seem really, you know, okay with a small child, then it's great. So it just really helps us find them homes as well, these great fundraisers.
I think Lily would be good with anybody.
I think so. She's so sweet. She's kind of a big, like, long cat. It's kind of...
She is.
It's funny.
I know she doesn't take no for an answer, so when you stop petting her, she'll make you pet
her again. She'll come back.
Which is all right. We like petting. Oh, getting some so love funny. From our news director, Mark Pitts, now.
Oh, my gosh.
So we also have, in addition to the Snuggle and Read, we also have Chips for Pets coming up here in, well, less than a month, May 8th.
Yeah, it's only, what, 3 weeks away?
Yes.
Chips for Pets, it's crazy. So we've done this twice before. Basically, PAWS applied for low-cost microchips through the Floyd County Community Foundation grant. And we were awarded that. So we're able to charge $10 per microchip, and it's available to all Floyd County residents. So if you live, you know, in Rudd, Marble Rock, Rockford, anywhere in Floyd County, you can bring your cat or dog, or a cat and dog, or two dogs, or two cats, basically two pets, out to Avenue of the Saints Animal Hospital, which is right next to AutoZone. And we will microchip your pet for $10, and it'll be registered online to you. That includes the registration. So it's just one fee. And then microchipping is just a great thing to do. These microchips specifically are really neat just because they also read the animal's temperature. So no more painful, awkward bet to taking temperature of your pet. These ones, it's really quick, painless. The microchip takes like 2 seconds to do. So you're basically at the vet clinic for 5 minutes or less, depending if there's a line. So you can call and talk to Jessica or anybody at the Avenue of the Saints and make an appointment if that's easier. Their number is 641-228-2211. It's just a great thing to do, is microchipping your pet. It's a good way if they ever were to get lost. Even if you just have indoor only cats, sometimes things happen and they get out. And for instance, she might be trying to go back there. So when you have, like, say, tabby cats or chocolate labs or black labs, and they sometimes all kind of look alike, specifically cats, the one way to tell them apart or identify them is to have them microchipped. So it just helps avoid any possible issues, like if your animal were to get lost. It's just a great way to identify them.
And all cats do get a microchip, don't they, at PAWS?
Yeah, all cats and dogs get microchipped at PAWS as part of the grant. We did apply for funding for the microchips, for the Chips for Pets clinics, and to microchip our pets or our animals as well.
Whoever came up with the pet chip is a genius.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, you don't think you would ever need to use it, but I mean, it's, if you look up stories, I mean, you, there was, oh my gosh, there, a long time ago or a few months ago, there was a story that the Humane Society in Mason City posted that they had gotten this cat in and they scanned it for a microchip, and come to find out the cat was missing for 6 months and originally from Albert Lee. Like, it had traveled that far, or just like, yeah. And so because of the microchip, they were able to reunite the cat with the owners.
Which would have never happened if it wasn't for that
chip. It would have just been a plain, you know, plain orange tabby cat.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's so crazy. All the way from
Albert Lee. Well, plenty of events coming up at Paws. You can check out pawsatcharlescity.com for more information on those events and the animals that are available for adoption right now at Paws. And of course, more details on the Paws Facebook page, too. Thank you very much, JC, for bringing in Lily this morning. I have no doubt in my mind that she won't be going to a forever home shortly with as loving as she is. So we'll be talking to you next week.
Sounds great. Thank you.
Thank you very much. That was JC Beigel from the Paws Humane Society here in Charles City. We're going to be talking with Steve Deers coming up on Community Conversations, brought to you by Floyd County Medical Center. It's 818. Your weather next.